What's up, everybody, and welcome back to Laying the Points with Farley Betts. My name is Chris R., a.k.a. Farley Betts on X. And I should welcome back myself as well, because Laying the Points hasn't been as active. And for those who don't know, who didn't see my announcement on X, on Twitter, that's because I had another podcast called the NFL Roundtable that I was hosting and producing and coordinating and scheduling and, you know, just doing everything for, which is fine, right? That's what you have to do in this industry, produce free content sometimes. But I decided to sunset, to end the NFL Roundtable after just 6 weeks because, long story short, I'm just taking on a little too much right now. And in this industry for 5 years as a pro bettor, in quotation marks, a pro bettor. There's no definition for how to become a pro bettor. I think it just means that you spend real money and try to make real, like, salary money on betting, right? Hopefully you have the proper tactics to do so if you call yourself a professional. But anyway, here we are, back on Laying the Points. And I'm going to miss the NFL Roundtable. I mean, Jake Cirkus was on every show. That kid is phenomenal. Like, follow at Jake Cirkus on Twitter. I would not be surprised if he had a major podcast someday. He just knows how to talk about football. He handicaps and bets like a 65-year-old man, and that's a compliment, right? Like, he really knows what he's doing. You got guys like Patrick Gates on the NFL Roundtable, who's just an absolute savage with everything he does, hockey, golf, and now the NFL. Matt Rutledge, friend of mine who I met on vacation after my wedding, and just a great kid who's a hustler who's trying to get further in the betting world as well. He's just awesome insights every week. We had great guests like Ryan Reynolds from the 33rd team, who I used to work with. Now he's over there still at Establish the Run and Roto Underworld. You know, we had the last year's Circa winner was on our podcast. I almost said two-time Circa winner. No, he hasn't won it twice. He's just the most recent Circa winner. Matty Saint came on the pod a few times. Kiev O'Neill was on the pod. Just great guests, great group. I'm going to miss the boys so much, right? It's like bussing with the boys, right? Talking ball with the boys. There's nothing like it. I'm going to really miss that because I felt like I was kind of getting that camaraderie back, right? Like, I was a guy who was in the military, so all of my buddies are just spread out around the country. Like, I didn't go to college right out of high school. I went to the military, and then I went to college, and then I got a grad degree. I've been to a lot of college, but I didn't form the same bonds that you do when you go right out of high school. So I missed just being with my bros, and that was a great opportunity to kind of feel that again. But life is just busy, man, and I got a lot of competing things going on between the family and other gigs and my 9-to-5 and just trying to stay healthy, right? Like, we're all trying to maintain our lives in a healthy manner. So I return to Laying the Points, and you can not expect, but most weeks you can rest assured that I will put out an episode of Laying the Points and talk about the current NFL slate. I'll probably start talking a little NBA as well. If you want more of my free picks in the NFL, WNBA, just went 2-0 in the WNBA again last night. In the NBA and UFC, check me out at sportmoney.com. Subscribe to the free newsletter for that. I also write for PicksWise, and I'm also on a weekly show with Lou Finicaro, who's just an absolute OG badass in the sports betting world, where we talk about every primetime NFL game and a few other little sneaky games. I just want to hear what Lou has to say in there too. Great show with Lou at sportsbet.io. You can follow them at Clubhouse TV to see those links for our show every week. Lou is the man. But for now, it's Laying the Points. It's back to Laying the Points. It's back to me talking to you, me talking to me. And sometimes we might have a guest here and there. Not today. Mostly probably just me talking to you. Sometimes we'll have guests. All right, let's get to the NFL slate. Week 7. Let me give away some of my thoughts here. I'm not going to give away any top plays. At the beginning of the week, I usually release a few top plays in the NFL. Went 3-2 last week in those. Wish it was better. Had some crazy variance, as usual. Crazy circumstances. Like, how did the Giants not cover that line? I don't know. But if you're interested in my top plays, which are 3 units or more, send me a DM at Farley Betts on X, and we can get you started for a very, very cheap price. much cheaper than what most handicappers cost, because I'm not trying to break your bank. I just want to give you winning information. All right, NFL betting slate, week 7. Let's get to it. I'm going to try to keep these short. I know I heard that from a few of my followers and previous listeners that they prefer the shorter form version, right? Because we had that longer form NFL roundtable, a lot of opinions, but it took about 90 minutes for every show, which was part of the reason why it was probably a big lift for me every week. All right. NFL week 7 starting tonight. The Denver Broncos visiting the New Orleans Saints. You know, at first I was looking at this game like, don't quit on the Saints just yet, because I think it matters to the Saints probably more than it matters to Sean Payton that they win this game. Because Sean Payton, right, it was his decision to leave the Saints. So it's not like he got fired. It's not like Sean Payton has like a revenge tour to go on here. But he is a famous man in Nolens, Super Bowl winner. And they just came off a loss. And the Saints are extremely banged up. Like, I thought Taysom Hill was going to play. Now he's doubtful. Shaheed, basically their number one receiver, especially for those long ball threats, is out. Chris Olave is out. It's not looking good. Offensive line, I think their center is still out. Multiple guys on defense. Honey Badger is banged up. You just can't like this for the Saints. You can't bet on the Saints in this spot. I wouldn't even tease the Saints in this spot, especially the way the Denver defense has been playing. And now if you look at these lines, Denver is up to -3 at most books, as the public's probably pushing that number up even more. I mean, usually it's big money that pushes numbers, right? But it's the day of the game. Maybe we're seeing great sums of money come in. But you got to stay away from the Saints in this game. I'll mostly talk about just spreads in this show, although if I have strong thoughts about a total, I can mention that too. I would actually lean over in this game. I know it sounds crazy with the way Denver plays defense and how bad their offense is, but Saints defense has been really bad. 32nd in yards allowed per game, guys. So, you know, this total is very low, probably a little too low for being in a dome with Sean Payton, a very gifted offensive play caller. New England at Jacksonville. I'm not going to touch this. It's in London. I can't bet Jacksonville after what I've been seeing. If anything, I'd want to bet on New England here, who's just not putting out a very good product. But Drake May didn't look that bad in his first start. The Jacksonville defense is certainly exposable. I don't know what to think about the Jags anymore, though, right? Like, I had a pretty big bet on them last week. I had them in a teaser, which I was like, oh, that's a lock. You know, Jags in London, they're home away from home, 8.5. Sign me up. Jags couldn't even do that against the Bears team with a rookie quarterback. Like, they looked like a college team, you know, like just all over the place. Kudos to the Jaguars organization for not firing Doug Peterson this early, because I think that's a little impulsive. But I would say at this point, there's certainly reasons why they could. Giants and Eagles. Giants are at home in this one. Giants taking most of the bets. You know, this is at 3 now. Was it 3.5? It was at 4.5 at some books at first, which is a little bit absurd. The Eagles organizationally just don't look or feel good right now, but the Eagles are also a much better team. If this was still 3.5, I would lean to the Giants. I actually have a free play on the Giants at 3.5, which you can check out at sportmoney.com. Subscribe to their newsletter. But yeah, this line is right. It should have been 3 from the very beginning. Giants are at home. It's not an easy spot for the Eagles since the Giants are at home. And the Giants have played the Eagles a lot harder in recent matchups, especially when this whole mess with Nick Sirianni and just the lack of chemistry started. Giants defense, too, it hasn't allowed more than 20 or 21 points per game. Their defense is really stepping up. I mean, they have a really good draft class, I think. Some of those guys really surprising in the secondary, like Drew Phillips. Their pass rush is still the best in the NFL. They have more sacks than any other team. So, you know, and the Eagles have some injuries in their offensive line. So I don't think this is a great matchup for the Eagles. I think the Giants are going to want to pummel Saquon as much as people want to think that Saquon is going to run all over the Giants. I don't think that's going to happen. The Giants could win this game straight up. So I could see the reason to go in either direction, like maybe Philly wins, Giants cover. But I wouldn't be surprised if the Giants won this game. And I'm a Giants fan. Like, I'm cyclically constantly negative about what the Giants can do. But I was impressed by their defense. And the Eagles' offense is not consistent at all, right? The Browns were able to do some things against them last week. Seahawks and Falcons. I think the Seahawks aren't fairly priced here. They're 3-point dogs. I know they're on the road. But I don't think Atlanta has shown me enough. Seattle's coming off a bye. I'll just keep it at that. I lean Seattle on that one. I have a top play in this game, so I don't want to talk too much about it. But Seattle hasn't looked good the last few weeks, but I think they're going to come back. I think, you know, Mike McDonald, I think, is a high-level guy. They have a lot of talent on both sides. Byron Murphy's coming back, should be coming back on their defensive line for this game, which is he was looking great. Another rookie, at first before he got injured. So they got some guys coming back, should be better. I think that's going to be a very close game. And I think the total's a little too high in that one. If I'm being honest here, clickety-click, up to 51 is just, it's a little absurd, right? Especially a Mike McDonald defense that is bound to improve eventually. The Houston Texans at the Green Bay Packers, maybe the game of the week in the NFL, right? We got C.J. Stroud against Jordan Love, two stud quarterbacks going at it. Both rose in their brand, their influence, their skill level. Like, no one's denying that C.J. Stroud and Jordan Love are two of the best quarterbacks and up-and-coming quarterbacks in this league right now, and they're about to battle it out. Great game. 2.5-point favorites are the Green Bay Packers at home, as they should be. This game is going to go one of two ways. It's either going to be another Green Bay stomping, right? We saw it kind of all come together last week for the Packers. But I'm more inclined to believe that the Houston Texans and C.J. Stroud, who just find ways to stay in games, hang in games, and win those games in the end, I think they're going to hang around, right? And we got teams like the Detroit Lions, who are also now +1.5. We got the Chiefs, who are +1.5. Right, there's some pretty good teaser legs out there on some elite teams that you can bet on. Is Houston elite just yet? I'm not sure. Could they go to the Super Bowl? Absolutely, because they have already an established culture with a coach that has an impact and influence, and D'Amico Ryan's tough guy, but also a player's coach. They have the quarterback of their future who has arrived right now, right? Like C.J. Stroud is the man, and they have a ton of talent around them. And they know how to fight and finish games. You could say the same thing about the Packers, though, right? So this is going to be a great matchup. I encourage you to maybe tease up Houston, if anything. Probably going to be a lot of points in this one. Right now, Green Bay looks like it's going to be good weather, but you never know in Green Bay. Watch those weather reports. Just like last week, rainy and windy, and that had an impact on that total that was going to soar over probably if it wasn't for that weather. Browns and Bengals. Browns at home. The last 2 years, the Browns at home have beaten the Bengals straight up with Joe Burrow. So kind of just like stop them and halt them in their place, even if they're looking really good. And now this was at 6.5. It's down to 5.5 at books now. And I wouldn't be surprised if it dropped even more. And I know it's really ugly. I actually have a very small bet on the Browns. God help me. But they match up well against Cincinnati. They win these games, and Cincinnati is not pulling away from anybody so far. Giants should have beat Cincinnati last week. You're right, multiple missed field goals and red zone opportunities missed by the Giants, which is, it's part of winning a game. But for the most part, they looked better. I mean, even offensively, like Joe Burrow couldn't do much against the Giants defense. So Cleveland, divisional game, Battle of Ohio at Cleveland. If there's any game that they're going to play close to the vest, it's this one. I think this is the spot. Even though they did cover last week, I think that was more about the Eagles. So lean Browns, and I have a small play. I guess I should stop saying lean if I have a play. I have a small play on the Browns, and we'll go from there. If they win this game, I'm not going to bet on them winning, but I wouldn't be surprised. It's just one of those matchups, right? It's like when the Bucs face the Eagles, when the Giants face the Ravens, actually. They're kind of feisty against them. Doesn't make sense. So, all right. Lions at Vikings, another game of the week. 5-0 Vikings against the 4-1 Detroit Lions. No Aiden Hutchinson, but I don't think, as much as they're going to miss him, of course they're going to miss him. This is just a great culture, right? It's a great team effort every time. Dan Campbell knows what he's doing. They take pride in this division, in these division games. I think there will be a lot of points in this one. And I think, again, Detroit makes a great teaser leg. Eventually, Minnesota is going to lose a game, right? Sam Darnold has not been Teflon Sam throughout his life. I mean, we've seen his NFL career. It's not all about the teams he was on, right? Like, he's going to have some moments where he's not going to play perfect football, which so far the Vikings are damn near playing perfect football along with Sam Darnold. But if there's any team who's going to really challenge that and hit you in the face, it's going to be the Lions. So don't be surprised if the Lions win that game as well. Dolphins and Colts. I don't think you could play the Dolphins here. No Tua yet. We've seen what that does to this team. Sure, they can beat the Patriots. That's one thing. But the Colts are better at home. These two teams, like Steve Fezzik was talking about this, which is a great point. If in their current form, like the Dolphins without Tua, the Colts with Anthony Richardson, who should be playing this week, the Colts would have a much higher win total between those two teams if this was their roster construction all year. So the Colts at home are probably the play here. I'm thinking about a money line play in the Colts. Nothing more than that. But even at 3, lean in their direction. Titans and Bills. The Bills just picked up Amari Cooper, which is a big acquisition, in my opinion. A great route runner and like a professional wide receiver for Josh Allen, who probably does miss Stephon Diggs and didn't want to admit it. Stephon Diggs didn't have a lot of, you know, like he started to kind of regress, devolve, whatever you want to say. It wasn't consistent, but he was still that big play threat that defenses paid attention to, right? And they don't really have that now, which if you're a big-time quarterback like Josh Allen, you at least want somebody who garners that kind of respect. He doesn't really have anyone like that right now. Keon Coleman might be on his way to that, but certainly not yet. So a big acquisition for them, facing a Titans team that I really can't back at any point. You know, the only way you can look here is the Bills and another great teaser leg. Vegas and the Rams. This one's tough. I mean, Cooper Kupp is coming back, but is this one of those games where Antonio Pierce like gets the boys rally and going? And but it's also Sean McVay off a bye. I'm ignoring that game. I got nothing to say about that game. Panthers and Commanders. Points. You got to expect points in this one. Commanders are up to 8, which that's probably too much, right? They still have a very, very bad defense for the most part. Like we saw the Ravens do whatever they wanted, and the Ravens are a really good offense, but they're not the best offense in the NFL. Like the critics, the pundits who are saying that the Ravens have the best offense in the NFL because they had success against the Commanders is not a sharp take, okay? They got some hiccups still. Right, Lamar Jackson in particular in the passing game when he's under pressure. We've seen it in the playoffs plenty of times. So Carolina can score in this team. I would just count on both teams scoring. I'll just leave it at that. 8 is a lot. I can't take Washington at 8. Kansas City and San Francisco, you already know everything about these two teams. They faced each other in the Super Bowl last year. There's going to be a lot of pomp and circumstance. This game is going to go one of two ways. The Chiefs are going to punch him in the mouth again. Coming off a bye, Andy Reid off a bye, right? Like San Francisco has a brutal schedule for this reason. Multiple teams considered elite teams, like Dallas is not elite this year, but they're about to face Dallas, and Dallas is going to come off a bye as well. And just the road spots and everything is starting to get to these 49ers. They obviously don't have the same record as last year. What are they, 3-3? And now here comes Kansas City off a bye. Either Kansas City is going to do what they always do, or I could see San Francisco blowing out Kansas City because it's the regular season, right? And they lost against the Chiefs in the Super Bowl. So this probably matters a lot more to them. And they're at home. But still, you know, not a bye week for San Francisco, who continues to have really tough spots. I mean, that short week and then going up to Seattle was rough. But they figured that out. They won. They had a mini bye week, I guess, right, after Thursday Night Football. Should be a great – I just hope it's a great game. I wouldn't mind if you tease the Chiefs in this one, obviously. Like, if this is the Super Bowl, sorry, the Chiefs are going to win again. They just know how to win. I'm not sure if San Francisco does against teams like this. And, you know, Brock Purdy and some of the – you know, they're still going to have some limitations, and their defense is very banged up. So there are reasons to like the Chiefs. But this one matters more to San Fran, I think. Jets and Pittsburgh, why are the Jets favored? I mean, they had a lot of opportunities to score, 3 missed field goals, but Aaron Rodgers is blaming someone new every week. Now here comes his buddy, Davante Adams, who's going to suit up. I'm sure that's going to create some chemistry, but this is the place you want to go to start anew, to turn a corner at your inflection point of the season, to to show out at Pittsburgh against the Pittsburgh defense and TJ Watt against an offensive line that's starting to show some holes again for Aaron Rodgers. Like, Aaron Rodgers can't move, in case you can't tell. So you either got to tease Pittsburgh or take them straight up here. I'm not going to bet on the Jets until I see some consistency. And those win totals, those bets on win totals under the Jets are looking pretty nice right now. I have one of those in my pocket as well. Interesting game here. Sharps really like the Bucs between Baltimore and Tampa Bay. Bucs are at home. I think they're playing at Raymond James. Is Raymond James repaired? I should probably know that. Well, it says it's going to be at Raymond James Stadium. I guess they've fixed the roof. It's just a weird game for Baltimore, I think, right? Like, kind of a sleepy spot. You know, the Ravens are going to have a short week after this where then they have to go at Cleveland on Sunday, 6 days later in a divisional game. The Bucs are going to stay at home and welcome the Falcons after this game. It's probably a better spot for the Bucs, but I'm not sure if I agree with this much line movement, like down to 3.5. The Bucs offense can be really good. And for the most part, they have been really good. Baker Mayfield is making that ball move, but he also throws interceptions. The Baltimore offense has also looked good. I don't know, man. I might consider a Baltimore money line on this one too. I've been betting too much against Baltimore, but in the regular season, in these situations, they're pretty fucking good. We've seen it a lot. Chargers and Cardinals to wrap this up. I think the Cardinals make a fine teaser leg as well. In fact, you can check out my bet on the Chargers in a teaser on sportmoney.com in the Friday edition of the newsletter. Yeah, you know, here's the thing. The Chargers look a lot better. I love Jim Harbaugh. I love what he's doing for that program. But you're 2.5-point road favorites against the Cardinals team who can be extremely feisty, who beat the 49ers straight up with a mobile quarterback like Kyler Murray, who I don't care how good your defense is, right? He's gonna break away. He's an X factor that is really hard to prepare for, right? We see that with all these guys, Jaden Daniels, Lamar Jackson, and Kyler Murray, the three top quarterback runners in the league right now. And who have the Chargers faced? Other than Patrick Mahomes, Bo Nix, Bryce Young, poor quarterbacks for the most part all year. Now, they have good defensive marks as far as points per game go and everything, but their pass defense actually profiles as average in some of those categories, like opponent pass completion percentage. I believe they're like 19th or 20th or 21st. Kyler Murray should probably be able to do some things in this one. That's why you see a total not so low. It's around 43, 44. I think the Cardinals are going to be very feisty in this one. So I got the Cardinals in a teaser. I kind of forget who that second leg of my teaser is. I think it's Washington betting them down. But yeah, I mean, the Cardinals are live here, I think, right? They're kind of an every other week team. You're like, oh, who's thinking about the Cardinals? The Cardinals aren't very good. And then the next week they play very well. And, you know, Jonathan Gannon is a defensive-minded coach. They do not have good personnel on defense. Like, their defense is not good. But situationally, they can step up in these matchups when they're motivated to win. And Kyler Murray is always that Jenga piece who's going to be hard to plan for. So I can only look Arizona in this game. Chargers, Arizona, like, at the Cardinals, after that embarrassing loss at Green Bay. Chargers kind of just coasting right now. Love what's happening there for LA, but 2.5-point favorite, that's an assertive position for a team that is brand new at being good. We're back here to talk to you via this podcast. Thank you for all of your support. Please follow me at Farley Betts. Check out sportmoney.com. Check out my weekly show with Lufin Acaro via Clubhouse TV. Check out my write-ups at PicksWise in these NFL games as well. And until NFL Week 8, we will see you later. Let's win some damn money, shall we? Bye-bye.